Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Bodcast. My name's Sarah Jarvis, and I'm here today from Wesleyan Bank. I want to talk to you a little bit about investing to impress. So investing in your business can be a really good way for you to attract new patients and to also retain existing patients. I'm going to highlight some key considerations and how to make the most from your investment. Firstly, there are lots of reasons why you should invest in your business, but the main ones are being, and things for you to think about are, if you're planning to retire or sell, you need to think about how your practice is going to be viewed by potential buyers, so investing in that way. Are you expanding? Do you need an extra surgery or just more space? As before, if you're looking to attract new patients or if things need a little bit of updating so you don't lose any patients and you continue to retain the ones you already have. And generally, if just the practice needs some new equipment or it needs a bit of a makeover, so it's always important to consider it for that as well. So why now? You've been putting it off. Things are starting to look a little bit old-fashioned, a little bit tired, broken equipment. It's always been that way. I hear that a lot. And the dental market is changing, and I'd say probably over the last 10 years, it's been changing faster than it ever has before. The way that your patients view treatment is changing as well. You may or may not have heard of the expression Patsuma, which, no, it's nothing too scary, but a Patsuma is a new way, a word for a patient. So patients are no longer just dental patients. They're not just going in to get their dental treatment. They're actually consumers now. So they research things, they know, they're more aware of the market and what's out there. So especially with the internet, it's so easy to compare practices, compare like images that are available. You can compare one practice to another very simply. You can compare treatments. So if your competitors are offering higher end treatments, then it's quite easy for people to compare, easy to compare prices, and things like reviews as well. Reviews are on the internet, which people can see, and even understanding equipment. You'd be surprised the amount of people I talk to that aren't in the healthcare sector which understand the importance of things like 3D printing and 3D scanners in the dental market. I think it's more important than ever to show your practice at its best. Now that could be that you have super modern appearance, it could be the latest technology, you could have a wide range of treatments that have everything under one roof, so you could have ortho, perio, implants, complimentary services, getting people in through the door and offering extra services so they know where to come, and just keeping up with regulation, keeping up with changing standards and the ever-changing market. Research has shown that patients are prepared to pay more for these luxuries. So in a recent poll, 48% of patients said that they would pay more for their dental treatment, which it's unheard of. In every other sector, people are like cutting down, trying to save money. But obviously, people are actually more and more bothered about their oral hygiene than ever before. But just because they're prepared to spend more doesn't mean that they'll depart with their money willy-nilly. They want more value, and I think that is something that you really need to be aware of. So they do want the latest treatments. They want flexible treatments. Gone are the days of just the 9-to-5. People have busy lives. They want to have treatment in when it suits them, whether that be a weekend, evening, early mornings. And also, people like to have everything in a one-stop shop, whether that be getting all of your dental treatment done, having all the complementary therapies, everything through from fillings to fillers. In one stop. It's important to know as well that you are not an island. You are not on your own. The competition out there is fierce. So spending less could actually leave your practice behind and in the long run cost you more. So I'm not advising that you run out and just buy the latest equipment, buy everything. Please don't overspend. That's not the point of this, not my message today. But I do want you to think about it. What does your business need and what will add value? So redoing your surgery every year, every few years, is it worth it? I mean, it will look nice and it will feel nice, it'll be nice for you to work in, but you need to have something more, because it's all very nice having a nice surgery, but you need patience to make it worthwhile. So considering what are the advantages of what you're looking to invest in. So for example, a 3D scanner. I mean, it means you'll have less referrals out, so you'll keep the patients in the practice more, quicker turnarounds, and more referrals in as well. I'm not saying that everyone should rush out and get a 3D scanner, but that if that's how your business is looking to go, then that could be a viable investment for you. A new surgery, if your wait times are too long, or if you're feeling stunted by not having enough enough surgery space, like if you want to get a hygienist in, a specialist, or even a new associate, investing in a new surgery can help take your business to the next level. Investing in the front of house, so tidying up, it's the first thing that people see when they come into your practice. So have a nice welcoming waiting area, even if it's just making it cleaner, tidier, fresher lines, or even having better access to make sure that you can reach more patients. And something as simple as investing in IT systems. There's so many IT systems that you can invest in, which can mean appointment reminders. It means making the most out of what you've actually already got in your business. So you've committed to investing, you know what's going to work for your business, and you know how it's going to improve your business. Planning is key. So there's lots of things you need to consider. So you've decided what you want to do. What is your goal? What are you going to look to achieve out of it? Most importantly, what is your budget? So you need to make sure that you have enough funds available and that you have a contingency in place if you go over that budget. So you're committed to investing in your practice. So the next step is planning. Planning is key. So you need to establish really early on, what is your goal? What do you want to achieve out of this investment? What is your budget? And making sure that you have a contingency. And how are you going to fund it? Are you going to look for bank finance? Are you looking to fund through cash flow? So there's all those things to consider. And importantly as well, who is in charge of this investment? Is it going to be you? Are you going to have a project manager? Is it going to be a member of staff? You need to establish that early on. You need to make sure that you involve your staff as well, not just because they're going to have to maybe live through some building work or some changes, but they might have really good ideas. They might have worked in other practices and seen what will work and what won't work. And they might have some feedback from your patients that they could use to help you with the development. Involve your patients as well. Having a good relationship with your patients, finding out what do they want, what services do they want, what do they know any equipment, do they want to see any equipment in your practice that maybe you haven't got. And lastly as well, get permission. If you have a leasehold dental practice, you need to make sure that you get the landlord's permission for any big investment, and as well, even if you do own the freehold, you might be subject to planning. So if you are planning to make a big investment, make sure you get the right advice by having the right team around you. And that could be anything from talking to the bank early on, talking to your solicitor, your accountant to make sure it's financially viable, or a project manager. So making changes to the practice, the thought of spending all of that money can be quite daunting. Taking large chunks out of your cash flow might not be the best option for you or your business. So there are other ways to consider funding your investment. So you could spread the cost of the loan. The advantages of this, of course, are that it could be more affordable, you have bank support, and it reduces a little bit of pressure on the cash flow. So you have cash available to do other things. But make sure you have the right finance partner that understands your business and the dental market. So the saying always goes, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So just, I know obviously as you're a dentist, you're working in the practice all day, you kind of get wrapped up in things, but just take a step back from your practice. Are you providing the best customer experience? Patient numbers, are they where you want to be? Are you providing most current up-to-date services? And would you be happy to be a patient at your practice? In banking, we have a term, and that's, would you lend them your own money? And I think that's really transferable to the dental sector. Would you have treatment done in your practice? So I think that's something, a key consideration. And with the dental market the way it's going, the growth in technology and the rise of the Patsuma, can you afford not to invest in your practice? Thank you for listening.